Well, hello. Good afternoon, everybody. It's just afternoon, so nice to see you all. I have a few people that I asked to share testimonies because God is really doing some amazing stuff. So we've talked a lot about the whole idea of land, wealth, souls, right? You got that whole deal. It's not what we're going for. We're going for Jesus, but he's given us a blueprint of walking through God fulfilling the promise. So he gave us land, and now we're just trying to keep up with him and all the stuff that that land brought. But the wealth aspect is key. And about 2 years ago, we started telling everybody, listen, God is going to start increasing what he brings into your lives so that you could give for souls. But not just a few souls at work, millions of souls across the globe. And this is what God's really dropped in our heart. And so little by little, people started coming forward from the body saying, you won't believe it. My income is tripled. I got some kind of raise. It's tripled. And these aren't people like working at for 10, 12 an hour. These are people who are raising a family on their income and it triples. So I'm trying to just kind of put before you testimonies because I want you to see this is not, it's not a bright idea. It's God idea that he is doing something in our midst, but we have to keep the focus. He is blessing us so that he can do what he wants to do, which is let the whole world know about his goodness and what he's done through his son, Jesus. So I want to share this and then we'll just kind of tie a bow on it and then just kind of come to God and respond and say, Lord, use me. Here I am. So, Jim, go for it, man. Share your story.
Good afternoon, everybody. I did this the first time, and I got through it okay, so hopefully I'll do as well. As many of you know, I have been looking for a job for it'll be 3 years in April. And after having spent 22 years at the same company, the company decided that those of us that were there for that length of time needed to go. They needed fresh ideas. They needed not to have to pay people, so they brought in interns and really kind of a disaster. And so I started looking, and I basically made it a full-time job, looking for a full-time job. And the more I looked, the more discouraging it was. And I sought some counsel with Stephanie Foster, and she told me, you can't do this with your interpretation of time. It has to be God's time. That the timing of this is not anything that you have any control over. And I remember her saying that right at the beginning, and I kept that in my head for 2 years while I looked, saying, well, Lord, when is going to be my time? And I was going stir crazy in the house, and of course things were getting really difficult, and a good friend of mine here, Lee Dickerson, suggested that I come up to LifeShare in Manchester, New Hampshire, and help out while I was looking for my professional job in giving aid to, and help to some folks that have some disabilities. And when I got in there and I started to look at these people, I thought, oh, Lord, I can't do this. This is totally, totally beyond me. And then what was going to only be about 4 weeks or a month's worth of time turned into 8 months of time working with these folks. And I will tell you right now that I have never, ever had such a turnaround in my perception of who I am, what I am, and who everybody else is. And my identity had been wrapped up for 22 years in I worked for Avid Technology, I am an Avid person, this is who I am. And suddenly after 22 years, which is a long time, it got pulled away from me. And I lost that, and I was lost, and I didn't know how to handle it. And I started working with some of these folks, in particular the one that I worked with primarily, who was in a wheelchair, who is now walking around, by the way. And I truly believe that God put this person in my life for a reason. That I swear that person is an angel, because what he did was to make me stop, stand back, look, and recalculate what is really, truly the purpose of my existence here. What is it? It's not that I have to be part of Abbott. It is a part of helping people. And about a month ago, I started to really understand this, and I started to pray. And I prayed for each and every person that I was working with at this facility. And when I started praying, I decided to make it not a complaint prayer, but a blessings prayer. I decided at the beginning of the year I was going to start keeping a journal, and I, instead of writing down all the terrible things that are happening, I started writing down all of the wonderful things that are happening, and I now have a journal that's going on my blessings. And in that journal, I started to write about each and every one of the individuals, and there's probably 14 or 15 of them, and how when I first arrived there, I was scared to death of them. I didn't have any clue how I was going to be able to deal with these people. And when I left, each and every single one of those people were unique individual people that I care deeply about. And I prayed about it, and I prayed about them. And then 15 minutes after I was done praying, I get an email from LinkedIn. And I open up the email, and a company in Manchester had 20 minutes beforehand put out an advertisement for a technical training specialist. And I immediately sent in my resume, and I drafted a really cool cover letter when I used their logo, and I just tried to make it look like I knew what I was doing. And I thought, well, it's just going to go into the abyss like all the rest, and I'll never hear anything. Or I'll hear something, and in the end, they'll say you're too old, like all the others. And the next day, I get a phone call from the recruiter, and she's really anxious to talk to me. And before I know it, 3 weeks later, they gave me an offer. And I've been now 2 weeks working back. And I just know that God stepped me for 3 years through it to finally make me realize who I am and what my responsibility is to others. And that 8 months I spent at LifeShare working with Lee and the folks was probably one of the best things I could have ever done. And they're always looking for people, so I'm putting in a plug for LifeShare. If you're looking for part-time during the day and you're interested in helping people, I mean really helping people, I went in there with the, I'm not here just to watch after people, I'm here to make a difference in somebody's life, and I took it serious, and I did. And I got rewarded, thanks. Praise to Jesus, he rewarded me. And he also showed me what it was that he was waiting for me to realize. And Stephanie was right from the very beginning. The timing was everything. The moment I came to the realization of who and what I was and who and what I wasn't, he came through.
Mike.
About 10 years ago, I started my business helping people save money. And for the first 5 years of the business, I didn't make a profit. Actually, we lost money for 5 years. about 3 years into that process, I had grown up in the church. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 9 years old, but I was never really a disciple. So here I am, 46 years old, and I had a problem that I was totally, really blinded to. I was addicted to pornography, and I was totally blinded to it. If you asked me if I was an addict, I would say no. But God, so I prayed to God. I said, God, if I am an addict, show me. And over a two-month period, every night in my tossing and turning and wrestling, God revealed to me that I was an addict and I needed help. And we've been through that whole process of becoming free and not numbing my hurts and wounds from my childhood with pornography. So God has done that process, but through that process, he's also, for the 2 years I was in a program to help me get free from pornography, you know, and then once I was done that, he turned my company around. And now it's been growing and growing and growing. A couple of years ago, we lost like $6 million in business in 3 months, and he brought all that back within 6 months. All that was brought back. And then the part of it that's just so beautiful is that he's transformed my family too. And about a little while ago, my daughter was in a Bible study with some people from my neighborhood. And one of the women, a 70-year-old woman, asked my daughter, she said, what is the evidence that God is here? And she asked her, and she said, well, I've seen God because I've seen the transformation in my family. So by making the choice to allow God to change my heart, God has started to just bless and bless and bless, and he's blessed my business greatly, and I don't feel like I deserve any of it. But here's the thing. So I got a report in January, last month, from my bookkeeper, and my income in my business from this January to last January increased 49%. But the thing is that there was a check that was supposed to come in January, and the check, it was a big check, and it didn't come in January. So it was actually way more than 49%, because that check will be here this month. But God just keeps pouring blessing, and once again, I keep seeing these blessings, and I know God loves me, because he continues to bless me, even though when I don't feel like I deserve the blessing. And he's working on me on that, right? But we're all a work in progress, and it continues to go on. You know, five years ago, too, I came and prayed over this building for my old church. My old church wanted to buy this building. And I prayed that God would use this building to bless the people in this surrounding community. And I didn't pray that my church would bless people. I prayed that this church, this building would be used to bless the community. And now I'm in a church that's blessing the community. And it's all come full circle.
I want to encourage you because, you know, if I were you, which I am like you, and I'm sitting here thinking the same things, you know, some of you are without a job. Some of you would like to work, but you can't. Some of you you feel like a hold. You have this question of why God? Maybe you're going through a trial, a fight, something. Maybe there's a lot of relational turmoil in your families, whatever. But you all know what it's like when you're in a position in life and you're saying, like, why God? And that answer doesn't come. I'll tell you what 99.9% of the response that you could fill in that blank with is, because I'm doing something in your heart, will you trust me? You know, Jim, why God? Why God? Why God? Even when Stephanie kind of assuaged some of his, like, angst or desire, thank you. He's like ad lib. And he could fill it in with the right word. I love it. I love you, Armin. But anyway, Stephanie said it's all about timing. Wait, well, you know that doesn't answer your questions, right? The why question, it answers maybe when or how. But if you have a why God, chances are, folks, I'll give you the answer. This is for you guys too, any age. Because God is saying, I'm doing something in your heart. Will you trust me? And I feel like there's so many of you who, I mean, listen, I'll tell you the end of the story. God is going to do an amazing thing in every single one of your lives. Now, you can frustrate it and you could resist him and say, you know, no, I don't feel like it, or I'm afraid. Whatever your excuses are, because there's lots of them that we all have. And you know what? You will. You'll slow things up. You can hinder things. But there's not much you have to do except just give up and surrender. That's what you do. You can't do anything. None of these guys could do anything. The only thing God was waiting for is for the work of the Spirit to be done in their hearts, that he could release them to the next phase, the next season of their life, which goes on forever. We are in constant growth. There's a reason why Paul said to Timothy, Apostle Paul, at the end of his life, he said, Timothy, make haste, get here as soon as possible, and bring my scrolls. Because he never stopped learning. He never stopped hungering and desiring for the word of the Lord to do a transformational work in his heart. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about the cross and the fact of how the cross brings transformation in our hearts. And I'm telling you, folks, you got to be willing to let go of what you've believed your whole life if God wants to do something. Do you realize some of us will live and die with the same worldview, same perceptions, same lies, same generational lies that were passed down about us? And I'm telling you, God is so powerful and so great. And his cross was not a nice idea. He died on the cross to literally break your reality and bring you into a new one. It was a powerful thing. It wasn't an ideological thing. It's not like an idea that he said, hey, I love you. I died for you. Will you receive me and be saved? He died and shed his blood, and there was a powerful release that broke off every assignment over your life, broke off every lie. Now you receive that into your heart. You allow him to change you, transform you. And that's all we have to do. We just have to surrender. And this transformation, you know, if you weren't here last week, there was a testimony that came forth. And usually like this quadrant back there, first service, is a bunch of guys from Quality Insulation. And they come here, and it started with Micah just testifying at work, and then it turned into this little mini revival there. Well, so much change took place that two of the managers of the company, one's a district manager, said, wow, there's so much change. We want to make a donation to the church that you guys all go to because our whole workplace has been changed. So they came. Yeah, and it's not a Christian company. So they came Sunday to share with everybody. We've seen such a positive change in so many of the guys at work that we decided we wanted to give back somehow to the community, to you guys, the church. So I said, well, have them come to service and they could share it. Well, we had the different workers share their testimonies of like how they encountered God. One was Nick. If you don't know Nick, you got to meet him. He's the coolest dude. And, you know, you could listen, I think last week, oh, Nick? Yeah, working on the farm. So Nick, basically, I didn't know this till the bosses came and he shared his testimony, but he was Mr. Quality, they call him, the name of the business, because he was such a diehard, 14 years there. And his original statement to Micah was, I've seen God change your life. I know, I've seen your life change. And I want to know why. And he goes, no, you don't. Well, because he was a outspoken atheist. Told everyone at work, like, I don't believe in God. Don't talk to me about that. And he's asking Micah. Micah says, you don't want to know because it's God. And he was like, he started breaking down crying and received the Lord. And now he's not only changed, not only are these guys changed, their wives are changed and their families are changed. I mean, crazy, amazing move of the Spirit. And this is my point, folks. There is transformation coming in such a powerful way to more than just one or two people. And I'm telling you, it is the most powerful thing when you look at someone that you know very well, like a family member or a friend, and then you see God jump inside their lives and transform them and leave you kind of going, what is going on here? That was the most stingy individual I've ever known. It's like Mr. Scrooge. And now they're full of joy and generous and giving to others. Or you see someone and they're like, man, that person was the meanest, like harshest person I've met in my life. But now, how is it possible that they've become so soft and tender and kind? That kind of witness is something that shows it goes beyond human abilities. And this is what I'm telling you. God wants to do in each one of you an outstanding work that makes you his trophy. He wants to move in your heart so much that it causes people, like that's why Paul told Timothy, give yourself entirely to these things. Throw yourself into them. Abandon yourself into these things. Talking about meditating, teaching, reading the word, applying it to their lives, letting the Holy Spirit do a deep work. For in doing so, you'll save both yourself and those around you. And he talks about how you will make your progress evident to all. We're in a community not just to get from this community. We're in to begin to show and express the living God working in our hearts, and it causes other people to say, oh, I want God to work in me like that. And you know, when we hear these testimonies of these people getting blessed, it is God's intention. You know, yeah, you might not own a business. You might just keep your same job, but God just blesses you and you see his hand. It might not be 49%, but hey, will you take 10? Will you take 15? Will you take a better situation where you have more fulfillment in what you've been given? There's all kinds of ways that you can measure blessing. It's not just financial. There's all kinds of things. For Evan, it's been everything, but like, can you imagine a job that you get a 40% increase and then you could go to Scotland and still make money working and have flexibility? And my point is that God wants to do this for each one of you. He has each one of you. And listen, I want to break the lie that says you are trapped and nothing will change. That is so demonic. It is not right. It is untrue. But it is true if you don't allow the Lord Jesus to do a work, because he's the only one that can break the pattern over your life. He's the only one that could bring healing of the things in your heart that propagate a certain way of life. Like, you can't shortcut this or turn it into some self-help thing. There's no self-help thing here. You can't help yourself like Jesus can help you. Jesus sees the supernatural realities, the wicked, corrupt patterns, and he begins to speak over those things. And as your heart shifts and your stubbornness decreases and your transparency increases and you're able to actually begin to flow with the work of his Spirit, then those things like, I think it was, oh, Deb's sharing next week too. You know, we got all these great things to look forward to next week. But there's many times things in your heart that God's trying to deal with hold up everything. I mean, Browns, I look at your lives. I mean, think back. How many years since you guys met and got married here? So 5 years ago. Holy cow, you guys should share. 5 years ago, they met here. I mean, not met here. They came here. They were unmarried. They were afraid to kind of step out and get married. I'm going to let them share the details. Next week, maybe. Can you do it? There, we got our lineup for next week. Yes. But these guys went through a long process, and we told them, like, listen, your decision to just, they loved each other. So it wasn't like, because I'm never after the legal duty thing where you're like, you better just do this because you have to. No, there's a process. It's like you got to let the Spirit work and posture and prepare. But we've been basically said, hey, listen, if you get married, God will bless you. Because there's a supernatural reality of like when you're not in alignment with his ways, right? Things are just on hold. There's just like pause. It's the same thing with our partnerships with one another. Unforgiveness that you have towards certain people. When that is broken, everything starts flowing. Things like undealt with sin or hurt in your life that you just, or fear. When those things are swept away, God's fire hose begins to just flow. And you're like, what happened? He's like, you let me remove the big obstacle. You let me open the valve that was jammed shut because you wouldn't let me do this work. So my point is that I really feel like there's many in this place that little things that you think wouldn't make any difference in the world, if you'll say yes to God and you'll just say, okay, God, have your way. Do what you want. I'm here. Use me as that trophy. You can do whatever you want in my life. Make me a spectacle of your goodness. You come and let him. He will break and defy patterns that you thought were impossible to overcome. Things you're like, how are you going to do it, God? He's like, don't worry about it. I got it all under control. Just let me deal with this thing, because whether you know it or not, this thing is holding back a lot of my plan for your life. And I just feel like there's many in here that you have something God's after, he's working on. Today, would you surrender that? Would you just say, go ahead. I mean, how much easier can it get to just surrender? It's not like you have to go perform or do the best thing ever. You know what? You can even make a lot of stupid decisions and mistakes along the way. And God's like, hey, as long as you'll get to the point, you'll just let me do what I want to do. He'll make up for it all. He's a mastermind, this God of ours. Even when you're faithless, he's faithful.